Hi, welcome to Real Talk Ted. My name's Evan.
My name's Tim.
And this is Daniel.
We're just going to start off today by saying we got an interview, actually, with a YouTuber up and coming, Blake S. Campbell. Should be a good one. What else are we going to talk about today, guys?
Also, we're going to touch on the controversy over WikiLeaks.
And also, we might take another caller.
We might take another caller. We might send out a call. You never know with Real Talk Ted. Unfortunately, today, Daniel and Tim are feeling under the weather. Daniel, what's wrong?
You know, I got a fever, I got throbbing eyes, but I gotta persevere, because this is a commitment. Unfortunately, I think I may have given it to Tim, no homo.
Tim, can we hear, you know, what's going on?
I just got a sore throat, a little bit of stuffy nose. Daniel probably gave it to me, but, you know, I'm pulling through.
That's cool. So, today we're gonna start off with an interesting topic, WikiLeaks. Big news in the government, you know? So, Daniel, give us the synopsis, a.k.a. what you think about it.
Yeah, well, WikiLeaks is a nonprofit independent organization, and recently it's been in the news a lot because that we've had this internet website has released thousands of documents that are classified as secret.
Thousands of White House pornographic images. It's horrible.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Get out of here.
No, Tim, realistically... Being real, what do you think about it, Tim? I mean, it's, you know, all these documents being leaked, it's not good, you know, or it's good. I mean, it's either, it's your opinion. I'm going to hear it from you.
Well, it really depends who you are and what you think. Some documents could be just the public would like to know it, but some is very dangerous. I mean, and used in the wrong hands, it could be catastrophic.
Yeah, the important thing to note here is that all the documents were classified as either secret or below. We didn't release any top secret ones, so I guess you can count your blessings.
Yeah. You know what? It's all really, it's either a good or a bad thing. And, you know, showing our government being shown to the public eye, really, it's really opening. And, you know.
But do you think that people should know what the government's doing?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of information people should know and a certain amount of information people shouldn't know.
That is high quality analysis.
Well, I think it's also important to point out that there's some things that people just wouldn't want to know. I mean, if the government's, you know, going into small third world countries and killing off people like they've been known to do.
Do you think the government is doing that right now?
I really would not believe if someone told me that, but, I mean, it's happened before in Chile in the 1970s.
Well, that's good, because you're right.
It's like Santa. As much as you want to know, you know, you don't. And that's... All right. So here's the wrap-up, basically, guys. Any other topics you guys want to talk about?
Well, I'd actually like to go back to WikiLeaks and explain a couple things. There's been some media coverage on the issues of there's been attacks on companies like Visa, and the media is really just mistaking 4chan, otherwise known as Anonymous, as WikiLeaks, which is a big problem for WikiLeaks. 4chan is not related to WikiLeaks, but WikiLeaks is just taking the brunt from the media, and it's just really hurting their image.
And, you know, the thing that we're overlooking here is that a lot of people aren't even looking at these documents. Why? Because they're boring. They're about military information. What I want to see, Dick Cheney 69ing Nancy Pelosi.
All right, now let's get, you know, that's a little,
Well, then, like,
I'm just playing. Keep going, Daniel.
I'd like to say one more thing. WikiLeaks has threatened the U.S. government, or any government for that matter. If they're shut down, they have a quote, poison pill, which they can release, which has very, very hurtful classified information about companies that could potentially ruin their business.
Sounds dangerous. And, you know, I kind of look at it this way. It's like when the BP oil spill happened, people kind of were mad, but they didn't know why. I feel like a lot of people didn't know what they were talking about. And I feel like with these documents, people are talking all about WikiLeaks, but a lot of people don't even know what's on the documents. And I feel that's kind of, there's, you know...
That's a very interesting point, and that's great. That's a great analysis.
Well, anyway, on to our main event of the podcast. We got an interview with an upcoming YouTube star, Blake S. Campbell.
What's up?
Hey, man, it's Sprite2233 here.
Hi, how you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, man. We're just going to do a quick interview, you know, for a podcast right now. So, you good with that?
All right. Yeah, I'm definitely good with that.
I just want to introduce everybody. This is Blake S. Campbell. He's an up-and-coming YouTuber. You know, doing vids. I'm here with two other people, Blake. Introduce.
Hey, I'm Tim.
Yo, what up? I'm Daniel.
We just want to know.
Daniel,
we're pretty good. We just want to know, how'd you start YouTube, you know?
Yeah, Yeah, the first video I ever made was I was doing a U.S. history word search for my AP history class, and I found a Disney Channel actress, Emily Osment. I don't know if y'all know who she is. She's on Hannah Montana. I found her name accidentally spelled in the word search, and so I got like, really excited, and I made a video about it because I had no one else to tell. And I came back like 3 weeks later, and it had like 8,000 views.
Yeah.
And I kind of realized there that maybe I should make another video.
Yeah, I saw that Disney video. I saw that was pretty cool. How'd you get into rap? You know, was that just an idea?
How did I get into rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bo Burnham was like probably the first person I ever started watching regularly.
Yeah.
And I just decided one day that I should try it, and so I think my first rap ever, I think it was my Disney rap. I'm not sure. And so I just started writing some stuff for fun. Got the contract with this guy Ronald Jenkins to allow me to use his music, and I went to work. And that video kind of sprung me into the eye. I got like 20-something thousand views on it, got me a lot of new fans. So I think that was my first rap. I just Bo Burnham was the inspiration for those.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I realize you're doing your Auto-Tune Addict. You did part one. Is part two coming soon?
Yes, part two is coming out this Sunday at around 6 o'clock Atlanta, Georgia time.
Oh, nice. So, how's that? How's Atlanta working for you, man?
Atlanta's good. Atlanta's actually where Max, the kid who's in all my raps, lives. I'm actually north of Atlanta in South Carolina.
Oh, Max Castillo. Max Castillo Hip Hop.
Yeah, Max Castillo. Yeah. Max Castillo's in Atlanta. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, but same time zone. So,
yeah, yeah. How are you enjoying Furman? That's where you go, right?
Yeah, I go to Furman University. I'm loving it. I'm getting a lot of support for all this YouTube stuff. The yearbook actually is going to put a 2-page feature in the back of the yearbook for me. So I got interviewed for that, and that was exciting. It's probably like the first recognition I'll get.
Yeah, that's
hopefully
cool.
More will come.
Yeah, some people just want to know, would you consider yourself a YouTube star?
No, I mean, I personally, it's going to take a long time for me to consider myself a star. I definitely think I'm fortunate in the fact that I am getting popular pretty fast. I mean, I typically get a good amount of subscribers every day, a lot of comments, so there is a lot of progress and there is a lot of opportunity for me out there, but it's going to take a lot for me to call me a star. I think even like the most famous people on YouTube, I mean, yeah, they're definitely celebrities in their own way, but it's a different type of...
Yeah, it's not so much... Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Not a star.
Yeah, who's your favorite YouTuber?
My favorite YouTuber? I think I gotta go with Bo Burnham. He hasn't made videos in forever, which I guess has pushed him down on my list a little bit. But I would say Bo Burnham. If not Bo Burnham, I love Onision's Real Creative and then Alpha Cat.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Alpha Cat's Obama stuff. Like, his parodies are funny, but his Obama raps are my favorite.
Has Alpha Cat ever, I saw he was on your page, in your channels box. Have you talked to him much?
Yeah, actually, he started commenting on my videos a while back, and I wouldn't say we're, like, friends or anything. I mean, I think he knows who I am, because a lot of times he'll, like, tweet me and stuff, so he definitely knows who I am, but he's probably my first big YouTuber that I got semi-close with. And when I say close, I mean he actually knows who I am, and if I tweet him, he'll usually respond.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say Alpha Cat's probably my biggest connection, but I hardly even consider a connection, but...
Yeah, yeah. I see also, like, you said something about Shay Carl. He's, he saw your videos or something?
Yeah, I was actually in Kia had a contest. Kia and Shay Carl was one of the big judges, and I think I made it into, like, the top 10 out of, like, everyone who submitted, which is, like, tens of thousands of videos. So that was exciting. And I didn't win. I only made it to the top 10, and then I got cut. But Shay Carl did subscribe to me in the midst of that.
That wasn't... was that Shay Loss?
What's up?
Was that Shay Loss? Like, his little...
No, that was, like, Shay Carl. Whatever channel is Shay Carl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Views on the legalization of marijuana.
Oh, here's my thing about marijuana. I don't smoke at all. I really don't. I don't drink, actually. I don't have a problem with either of it. I think cigarettes are arguably way worse for you. I feel like I feel like legalizing it could do a lot as far as the economy goes. You could tax it. I mean, I wouldn't be against it. I don't really care either way because I don't smoke, so either way, it doesn't really affect me.
Yeah.
But I'm not against it. I feel like by legalizing it, you're opening a whole new market for taxation, and you can actually control it, whereas now it's all, like, underground illegal. At least they say it is.
Yeah, yeah. Did you vote this year?
I did not vote, actually. I went straight off the firm, and I never sent back my voter. I should definitely do that. This is actually probably the push I needed to actually register. I did not vote, but I feel it's important to vote, so no one takes my lead and not vote.
Yeah.
I'm going to register. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. One more question. Who would you say the artist that influenced you the most was? Oh.
Which artist?
Did I already ask that? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. You asked me something that I kind of used as my answer. Definitely yeah. Bo Burnham. Alpha Cat. I remember Alpha Cat. I almost was going to quit for a while. I'd gotten probably 900 or something subscribers, so I was doing well. And I was kind of thinking about just like, quitting, you know, deleting my account. And I know I got a nice little message from Alpha Cat, Iman Crossan.
Yeah, Iman.
And that was like a big turnaround for me. I went from about to delete my channel to producing like 3 raps within the next 2 months that all did real well.
Yeah.
So in a way, I would say Alpha Cat was a huge influence just because he kind of kept me from deleting my channel at a time when I was kind of getting bored of it.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I see what you're saying, like, videos like that, you know, music videos, they take a long time to create, and, like, you know, gets stressful, I guess, but...
Oh, yeah, especially when you, like, spend all that time, like, when I first started, I spent, like, days on rap, because, like, I've gotten much better at it now in terms of, like, being able to make them fast.
Yeah.
But when I first started, it would take forever, and then I'd only get, like, 900 views, and it was just like, oh, is this even worth it?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I started picking up views, and that's when I realized it's definitely worth it.
How long do you think it takes to make one? A video.
When I first started with Max, the first rap was the Winter Olympic rap, which is an awful, terrible video that no longer exists.
Yeah.
That one took like 2 days. Whereas our new raps now, we can usually finish them out in like 6 to 10 hours. We're pretty quick about it now.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Are you ever gonna work with I forget who it is. It's that one guy who you made the Jeff rap or the What was it exactly?
Daytime Jeff?
Yeah, Daytime Jeff. Are you working with him on anything?
Yeah, Daytime Jeff and I have been talking a little bit about doing a collab. I think I'm way more interested in it than he is.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's way more famous than me, so it would definitely benefit me more than him. But I think we both know that, like, I'm not doing that just because I want the fans. Like, I've actually gotten real good friends with Daytime Jeff. So, actually, I would argue he's probably my closest big YouTube friend. I'm actually pretty close with him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We might work on a video. I'm working with a kid now, Pointless Vlog. We're going to Skype tonight, and we're working on a video. So I got a few things out there in the works.
Yeah, well, you're catching up to him, so should be soon, honestly.
I'm trying. I'm about to break 6,000 here, and hopefully in the next...
Yeah, 6,000's a big number, man. But thanks for the interview, dude.
Yeah. No problem. If you need anything else, call me back.
All right, for sure.
All right, see you, man.
All right, see you. Thanks again, Blake, for the interview. Check him out if you want to hear all of his music, all of his videos, see all of his videos. It's at youtube.com/BlakeSCampbell. Sorry. Campbell is CAMPBELL. So let's wrap up the show today. Daniel, you got a story for us?
Yeah, well, you know, not really a story, but as teenagers, I like to think that we diversify. Not only are we entertaining you with this podcast, but we're also entrepreneurs. So I'm just going to give all you people short of money a little tip out there. All right, so it's Thursday morning, and me and Croak are aching for some breakfast, dog. All right, so we got this idea, right? We got some hotels in our city, and you know hotels serve breakfast. So what we do is that we park in the hotel parking lot, and we sneak around to the back door. Bam, we're right in the reception hall. What does this mean? We get the dankiest breakfast ever.
Free, baby.
Make your own waffles, son.
Right, cinnamon rolls, cereal. Oh, man. Well, anyway, free breakfast. You know what it is. Real Talk Ted, we're signing out today.
Like, so all you out there, go to your hotel and get your free breakfast, son.
You know what it is. Peace out.
Please catch us next week for our next installment of Real Talk Ted.